Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. From our reading in Galatians, "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." What does it mean to be free in Christ, or free in the Spirit? Luther would have this to say in his treatise on the freedom of a Christian: "The Christian is the freest, Lord of all, subject to none. And a Christian is the most dutiful servant, subject to all." So what does it mean then to be free in Christ? Does it mean being subject to none or subject to all? And the answer is, of course, as a good Lutheran answer would be, yes. Both. So when we talk about being free in Christ, it means never having to worry if God is mad at you. I'm going to say that again. It means never having to worry if God is mad at you. Preach more to myself, I think, on that one, because oftentimes it feels as though my failures disappoint my God, and when I mess things up, I worry. Is God mad at me? But being free in Christ means not having to worry if God is mad at you. It also means that I can help others without worrying if I'm doing it right. I can serve my neighbor without having to worry if I'm checking off the checklist that God expects. It means serving my neighbor whenever, wherever, however that neighbor needs, without having to worry about whether or not I am serving the right neighbor or the wrong neighbor. It means always being able to talk to God, and that God always hears me. Being free in Christ means that we don't have to go through some intermediary, that we don't have to perform some sort of ritual, that we don't have to bring some sort of sacrifice in order that God will hear us. It simply means we can speak with him whenever we need to. And it means that you are forgiven. Being free in Christ means you are forgiven. Not that you have been at one time forgiven, not that you will be in some point in the future forgiven, but that you are right now, right here in this place, forgiven. And you will remain forgiven. Somebody asked in our new members class how often we should take communion, and how long does the effect of communion last? It's a good question. Does that mean we need to do communion every day, all day long? Well, yeah. It kind of does, but that's not the way that it works. It means the forgiveness of Christ lasts. It lasts longer than the taste of the wine on your tongue or the amount of bread in your stomach. It lasts longer than that. The forgiveness of Christ lasts. What does it mean to be free in Christ? It means that when the devil speaks into your ears, I know all of your sin. I know the things you have done and the things you have said, and God can't possibly love you. you can turn to the devil and say, you don't know the half of it. My God still loves me. Being free in Christ is knowing the love of God despite the voices that tell you differently. It means that that same devil, the accuser, can point his bony finger at you all day long and say, I know, you're such a sinful person. You do these awful things. And you can say, yep, you're wasting your time. I am free and forgiven in Christ. It means singing, Jesus loves me, this I know. All day long, every day. It means that the twinge of the conscience, the shoulda, woulda, couldas, again, you can say, yeah, I shoulda, I coulda, I woulda, but I didn't. I'm free in Christ and forgiven. Being free in Christ means all of the pain, all of the suffering, all of the days when you couldn't decide if life was worth living. All of that brought you to this place, at this time, at this point in your life, to hear that you are free. You, free in Christ, are worth every drop of blood that Christ shed on the cross. You are alive in Christ. You are no longer dead in your sins or your trespasses, but you are alive in Christ. Set free to live in Christ. What does it mean to be free in Christ? It means, as Luther said, sin boldly. See, where there were those who were afraid that if they sinned, God would strike them down, or at the least, as I said before, be mad at them. And so they wouldn't do anything at all. They would sit, hands folded, clasped, not wanting to do anything for fear of sinning. And Luther said, you know you're going to, so you might as well go out there and sin boldly, all while serving your neighbor. Just go. But, he said, believe in the gospel that sets you free even more boldly. Of course, I'm paraphrasing Luther there. Believe in the gospel. What does it mean to be free? It means being able to love one another. It means being able to love your neighbor. It means being able to love the sojourner or the person passing through. It means being able to love, as Jesus says, even your enemies. Even those who would curse you, even those who hate you because of Christ. Love your neighbor, one another, the sojourner, your enemy. It means the joy of the Lord is your strength. Some of these are going to sound familiar. We just read the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 4:22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Being free in Christ means peace like a river attendeth my soul. It means patience. Oh, patience. The most difficult. It means watching the tree grow slowly. Or it means watching the weeds come up and infiltrate. patience. It means kindness to the least of these, God's children. Kindness to the smallest, the weakest, the meekest, the most in need of kindness. It means goodness, not my goodness, not my goodness. I don't have much goodness to show, but it's the good that comes from God, that He does through me, and oftentimes, most of the time, despite me. It means faithfulness when sorrows like sea billows roll. It means gentleness when aggression, violence, war, hostility scream louder and louder. It means gentleness. Being free in Christ means that we don't have to respond with equal aggression or equal hostility or equal violence. It means we can respond in gentleness, in prayer, in love. It means self-control. Literally, it means abstinence, not self-control in the sense of being able to keep myself from doing the things I would not do, as Paul says. That's an impossible adventure. It means abstinence. It means when the siren's call of lust and sin come to your ears, you can ignore it. Being free in Christ, you don't have to indulge it. You don't have to invite it. And finally, it means that it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Amen. And now may the peace that is ours in Christ guard our hearts and minds always in the one true faith, to life everlasting. Amen.